morning, everyone. I'm Paladin, and this is my co-host, Poppy. Welcome to the very first episode of our show, Poppy and Paladin, where we're going to explore tarot, witchcraft, manifestation, and all things spiritual. Poppy and I both have like a really long history with spirituality. Poppy more so than me, of course. For me, it's kind of been a thing that's been following me my whole life. You know, I always never felt right with the religion that, you know, my family chose me. So I've always kind of been into just general spirituality, ghosts, things like that, the paranormal, reincarnation. It's almost like spirituality was always proving that, like, hey, I'm here throughout my whole life.
So like Paladin said, it's definitely like been deeply ingrained in me since I was a child. I am Cuban, so just I feel like it's deeply rooted in just our ancestry to an extent, because my mom grew up doing like little rituals and we never put a name to it realistically. Like, we used to make simmer pots and I never knew what it was called until we were older. And she would always have us do like certain little things like, thank you, universe, please more. And she would have us like do manifestation rituals. And we did grow up Catholic and did all the regular spiel, but it never really aligned. So my mom always said to us, like, once you get to a certain age, you can choose like what you want to do. And none of us felt like Catholicism really resonated. So we kind of just fell off that. And as I got older and I just started looking more into like just manifestation and just tying in all the things I used to do as a child and giving names to those things, it just became a part of daily life. And I feel like especially the mindset shift you get when you start getting into spirituality, when it comes to manifestation, with the daily affirmations, I really feel like not only are you manifesting, but it is an absolute mindset shift to attract positivity towards you for your day.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you guys can see, like, both Poppy and I have like two very different relationships with spirituality, right? For me growing up, it kind of like wasn't allowed. My mom was like one of those people who was like, you're into Satanism and like things like that. It would make me feel weird. Like, my goth phase was really difficult when I was younger. So, you know, it wasn't really like accepted growing up. So like, I have a lot of religious trauma, I feel, from like my childhood as well. But like, it's great for you guys to have two different perspectives, right? Because Poppy was the one who introduced me to spirituality and really made me comfortable with it, because I kind of realized when I met Poppy and when, you know, our friendship deepened to, you know, the spiritual aspect, I really felt like I realized I didn't have a guide growing up, you know? So like, I was just kind of like doing things and then, you know, not being safe and nobody was there to guide me. So like, I'm like super grateful for you, by the way, just letting you know.
I love you.
I love you too. So yeah, so that's kind of our background on, you know, how important spirituality really is to us and our history with it. So for this episode, what we're actually going to be doing is kicking this show off with an explanation of shadow work and what it is, why is it important to a spiritual journey, and we're going to give you guys a little bit of information to work with. So we're going to talk about our most impactful shadow work questions that we've done. So for me, shadow work is facing those dark aspects of myself that I don't want to look at. I don't know if you guys know, but you're going to know now, I'm a Leo. So, you know, we kind of just like try to look at the best version of ourselves, to be honest. And I think a lot of people are that way. Shadow work is that is that time frame, that section of time that I give myself where I don't judge myself, and this is the good, the bad, and the ugly, and let's heal some stuff here. Because really, your shadow isn't, you know, your shadow isn't some dark thing that lives inside of you. You know, it's not, that's not what it is. Your shadow is, you know, a buildup of the trauma that you've been through that you need to work through. So it's not evil. It's just, it's a part of you that needs to be healed. So that is what shadow work is to me.
For me, I feel like the shadow work, it was such a big thing in just understanding myself and just accepting certain parts of myself. Just like a little background, I did come out later in life as a lesbian. So because I was just so disconnected from myself, like authentically, I think just doing certain exercises just to like get to the core of like who I am as a person and understanding why I had such internalized homophobia towards myself for so many years. It was almost like I was shaming myself and punishing myself for this huge part of myself for like a million years. So I think getting into these deep questions and just really forgiving myself for certain things, accepting the shame, facing the shame, and just like working through all of that has just helped me be fuller in life.
I love that so much. No, it's really important. A few shadow work questions that kind of changed my life a little bit. And they're actually, some of them are one of the first few shadow questions I've done, shadow work questions that I've done. So the first one, the first most impactful shadow work thing that I've done was to write a list of who I am realistically now versus who I want to be.
Oh, I in love the future.
That. So you kind of almost have to take inventory of who you are when you start, right? Because like there were so many things that I just didn't like about myself. You know, even things that I thought were unchangeable. Like I don't like how anxious of a person I am, or you know, I don't like how I'm always triggered by this thing. So it's just the things that like, this is who I am and this is what I don't like and this is who I want to be. And that was so important because it made it feel like it was possible. It made it feel like, okay, like this is just who I am right now. That doesn't mean that, you know, I can't become who I want to be. So making those two lists was like super important to me. The next thing to do with that was to actually, you know, start working on myself. And I asked myself deep questions. The next question that was really important was, why am I so angry? And I think a lot of you fire signs out there can can agree with that, where I feel like we're all angry. We all have some sort of like anger inside of us, even though like we're like fun and flirty. I think we definitely do have a lot of anger. So one of the most important shadow work questions that I've ever done, the most deepest healing shadow work question is, why am I so angry?
I feel like we've talked about this before where we were like trying to come up with a list of the questions. And it's an exercise that we've both done, which is just writing a letter apologizing to the past version of yourself. And I think I've done it in multiple aspects. So I did it for like the adult version of myself because, you know, we've made mistakes as adults. And
that's genius.
The teenage version of myself, because I feel like the teenage version is the most difficult because realistically, yes, that's like, you're so angsty and you are like kind of intelligent enough to know certain things, but I don't think you're fully emotionally capable of processing certain things or verbalizing certain things. So that was like the angriest point of my life, I would like to think. I was definitely a demonic, angry little child and I just didn't understand. So I just think my reactions to people and my environment just really came from a place of not understanding how to process what was going on in my life at that time and like verbalize it. And then the third one would be like apologizing to the child version of yourself. And this kind of all does tie into like inner child healing, but it's like your baby self, your child self is like your purest form. And it's just the most innocent version of yourself. And I just think about certain things, especially now that we've been doing like our spiritual journey for so many years, getting in touch with ourselves, the inner child healing, just all of that encompassing is so important because as we get older and just like really be, I'm going to pause here. As we get older and we really come to like accept certain aspects of ourselves, I feel like now I can do the things I liked as a child and I don't feel embarrassed about it. Like being like such an avid reader, I was like such a Harry Potter nerd. I would read all these books, even second grade. I used to get relentlessly tormented about it. And now I'm an adult and I'm like, I'm going to geek out on everything I love. And I just feel no shame, no embarrassment in any of that. And that just really helped accept certain parts of myself. And I'm like, I really don't care what people think, because I'm like, this is genuinely what I enjoy. So it's helped me get back to the roots of things that are just at the core of who I am and that I've always liked my entire life. And now I can do them without fear of judgment or just not even caring, you know? And then the other big one was, because I've had so many very long-term relationships, was what are the similarities that your relationships have? Because we do repeat cycles in life if you're not learning the lesson you need to learn. So for me, it's just, there's always one main component, I feel like, in a lot of my relationships. And it's just me, I think, overdoing to an extent, because I'm like such a giver. So
I love you, and I'm going to agree with that one. You do give a lot.
I know. So that's like something I definitely clearly still have to work on, because it's just,
it makes me want to fight for you.
I know, because when you overcompensate, I don't even know if it's like overcompensating or it's just like I just do without thinking or expectation. But sometimes when you overdo, it becomes an expectation on the other person's part. And that's where it becomes a problem, like in the long run. And this can be like friendship relationships or like romantic. It doesn't really matter, because this is literally a repeat pattern in life, clearly. So that's a big one. Clearly, I'm still working through that, but we will get there eventually. And then the other major one that I've done is just to write like a, almost like a pros and cons list, but it was like a like and a dislike list about things about yourself, which realistically, when you start doing the dislike things, it's so weird, because like as a Scorpio, I'm so into like the transformational aspect. There's qualities that I disliked about myself in the past that I genuinely love about myself now. And even like physical characteristics, which is weird. So it, I do think it's all kind of tied into like the self-acceptance aspect of the shadow work.
I think the most beautiful thing about you know, the spiritual journey is when you finally start to actually love yourself for what you look like, what you act like, the human aspect of yourself. It's crazy how like our society makes you kind of reach for this like perfect self, you know, and we kind of completely ignore how beautiful humanity actually is and how beautiful it is to be human, you know. And like I feel like it's easier to love the human parts of, you know, someone else, like let's just say even like in a relationship of some sort, right? It's so easy to love someone else for, you know, their little
workings
of humanity, little things, you know what I mean? But it's really beautiful when you do enough shadow work to the point where you fully accept yourself and you fully love yourself.
I agree.
I thought about this the other day too, like, you know, because whatever, you know, I'm female. I did grow up with a lot of insecurities. You know, it's all society's fault, not mine. but I did grow up with, you know, some insecurities, right? Like, obviously, I think a lot of girls can, you know, relate to that. But I thought about it and I was like, I think there was some celebrity post on TikTok or something, you know, just somebody posting about celebrities and like, you know, their plastic surgeries or whatever. And I just kind of skipped past, but I saw, you know, some of the things that these celebrities did. And I was like, I don't think I could ever. I mean, maybe like one day, you know what I mean? Just like you got to do what you got to do to feel pretty. I'm not looking down on plastic surgery at all. That's absolutely not it. But I thought like I'm at a place where I actually love my face. I love the way I look.
About that, though.
What?
It's like, I have two feelings towards that, to be honest with you. Because I get what you're saying when you're doing body modification, because let's say like some sort of like insecurity within yourself, or you're doing it for someone else, then like I do think you should reevaluate. I can't speak English clearly, but I think if you're doing things for yourself because you feel like this is going to enhance your beauty and you already feel good and you want to do it, I should do it. Like,
absolutely.
I got, like when I got Botox, I'm like, I'm going to get it again. I did it because I'm like, I
no, 100%.
It wasn't for anyone else.
For me, it was more of just like I used to just desperately want to change the way I looked because I just wasn't comfortable with the way I was designed, right? Like the way I came out. And now it's like, I'm so unique looking. I love it. You know, like maybe I don't need, you know, like the perfect chin or like the perfect whatever. You know, I look at my face and I'm like, no, I like what I finally like what I see. And I think it took shadow work to get me to that point where I just love myself so unconditionally that even my imperfections, I do like.
You know what's so crazy is that we were in Salem last week, Paladin and I, we did like an event. I was literally because it's Halloween week, right? So I was looking at the crowds, and I know this is so strange, but I was literally thinking to myself, I'm like, everyone looks so normal, like people, like just there's so many different faces. It's very human. So I think the realistic problem is social media only blasts one type of person. But I'm like, if you actually go out and observe the world and see what's around you, there's so much normalcy still. It's just
I love that.
So blown up because you're seeing these 20 repeating pictures of the same Kim Kardashian look, which, listen, if that's your thing, go for it. I don't care. I would never judge anything like that. But genuinely, I think in reality, if you go out and you are present and you look into the world, there's so many normal people and that haven't had any modifications. I don't know if normal people is the right word to use, but you get what I'm saying.
No, I totally understand. That's amazing. Okay, so speaking of Halloween, obviously, I want everybody to say a big happy birthday to Poppy because it is her birthday coming up very soon. So I just did want to give you a shout out and say happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
And so I mean, that about wraps up our first episode. So if you guys, wanted to reach out to us in any way, Poppy has a website, so do I. Poppy actually sells, her potions, Poppy potions. she has intention candles, beautiful crystals, things like that. If you're into that, please, visit her website, follow her on social media. Go ahead. What's the exact URL for your website again?
It's www.poppypotions.com. And we have the same handle of Poppy Potions on Instagram and TikTok too.
And I am the Paladin Tarot. It is also thepaladintarot.com. I do tarot readings. If you guys, wanted some insight, divination is my, chosen sort of path in my spirituality. So if you guys want some truths, I always tell my clientele, you're gonna get the reading you need, not the reading you want. So please reach out to us, poppypotions.com, thepaladintarot.com. And hey, have fun doing those shadow work questions. Get your tissues, you're gonna cry, but give those shadow work questions a spin. They're really important. And we'll see you guys next Monday.
Bye, guys.
Bye.